Alright, what's going on, y'all? We're back here, another episode of Chewing the Fast. Your boy Sensei V here with King Kelso. What's up, King?
Hey, shit, man. What's going on, man?
Nah, man. Chilling.
I'm just out here doing King shit. That's all.
Doing that King shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, what's the weather like where you at?
I ain't been outside today, but let me check and see. It's getting cool now. It's starting to get cool again. 61 degrees. It's like 40% chance of rain today. So it's not sunny. It's a little cloudy. But it's really cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's like 97
damn.
Degrees
over there. Damn. So yeah. It's sunny over there right now.
Sunny. Like fucking middle of August, sunny.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's pretty, but god damn, man.
Yeah. Yeah, here it's got that, kind of like that by the beach feel. You know, like you out by the water early in the morning. And you get up early in the morning, you go to the beach, it's like that little mist of wetness in the air. And kind of smell the seawater and shit. That's how I like right now. I like that shit, personally.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm a little jealous right now. I kind of wish I didn't even ask that question. But you know what I mean? I'm known for doing dumb shit. Old ass still doing dumb shit.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I would love to experience that, bro. Because it's crazy because like a couple of weeks ago, I take that back, it's 87 degrees. Mm-hmm. It feels like 88.
Yeah.
So it's low humidity and everything, but now what it says Friday, it's supposed to be your high 75.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Mm.
Nice. I'm hopping my shit. I'm gonna go to the country on that. Yeah.
Let me hit this.
I'm getting that shit set up, bro.
I hear you, man. You say you was, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Let's hop on this real quick. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is Dak Prescott, man. That was man, you know, we the same motherfuckers get hurt before.
Mm-hmm.
In all sports. Alex Smith, most recent one, I don't even know how he made an NFL team. You seen his leg?
Yo, I remember when he got fucked up, dude. That shit was insane. Yeah. I didn't think he was coming back.
Bro, I saw that little documentary over.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed. I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck if he's goddamn Donald Trump's campaign manager. Yeah. I love that motherfucker because that's amazing, bro.
Yeah,
that's
just amazing. His wife was panging, though, boy. She freaked out up there, though.
She was I like her, too, a lot. Dude. Yeah, but I like her a lot, too. He got a solid little group right there. His family is tight.
Right.
But when I look at him, I don't feel as bad for Dak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if that dude could come back, and he has like very little of his lower leg left. You know what I mean? He just bones and steel plates and shit. I'm just thinking if he can come back, even though he's second string, but just to make the team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that could come back stronger, you know, better. And I think for one, as far as the mental health aspect of it, I think with so much support of everybody, just about every fan, player, team, everybody always say the same shit, sportcasters, everything, about how great of a guy he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how it's hard for them to critique him sometimes because they like him so much.
Yeah.
And I don't hear that shit about too many people at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think with all the love that people are showing him, it may help with his mental state.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know what I mean? Because I know after his brother committed suicide earlier, and he talked about all the mental health issues that he went through. As strange as it seems, I think this is actually going to help it. Because he's going to have to slow down. He's going to have to deal with shit that he's been compartmentalize. You know what I mean? Because if you always got to go to practice or team meeting or whatever the rich ass athletes do meetings for, you can run to that shit to escape. But see, now he got to fucking deal with the pain of that injury. All those emotions going to hit him. And I personally think he going to come out all right.
Yeah.
You know? But just because of the groundwork he's already laid down. He's already been real honest about his mental health and all that different shit, and people applauded him for it. So now that barrier is gone. You know how men get. We don't want to be too soft and be, you know, always checking up on a motherfucker and, oh, you know, just corny stuff.
Yeah.
But I think with the fact that he already came out and said he had issues with it and people embraced it, ain't nobody going to let that dude fail. Nobody's going to, you know, nobody's just going to let him sit and not be looked after, you know? So.
Yeah.
I think he'll be, I hope he's going to be all right.
Well, speaking from a Cowboy fan, I never really was a fan of Dak. I don't think he's a great quarterback. He's a good person, you know? And I feel bad when that happened. Even I've been complaining about Dak, you know, and wishing maybe we had another quarterback or something like that. But when that happened, I felt bad for him. I even shed a little tear for him because when I saw him crying, and you know, he knew how bad it's gonna be. I mean, I hope he comes back sane. I don't think he will, and I think now he's not gonna get that contract now. I think that's one of the things that Earl Thomas was so mad at about Seattle, is that when he was doing so good and he was trying to get that contract, they wouldn't really give him a contract right away, and then he got hurt. Once you get hurt, your money going down. So now it's like, you know, now here I am doing all, breaking all these records for you and everything. And that's I'm speaking on Dak end now. Now I'm breaking all these Dallas Cowboy records and everything, and we still can't come to an agreement on the contract. But now here I am. I pretty much shattered my ankle, and now my profit is going down. Now he might not get a contract, even though Steven and Jerry said that he's still going to be the starting quarterback when he gets back. But you're talking about Jerry. You can't believe nothing he says, dude.
Right.
So I hope he comes back. I think he will come back. He's like a pretty steady guy and pretty strong, like you said, mentally.
Yeah.
And he got a good background and family backing him up. But
tell me about the quarterback thing. That, you know what I'm thinking about was what you said, that you didn't care for him as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Out of the Dallas quarterback, recent ones, who did you cut for? Who did you really
I really like Romo, man. I really like Romo. Romo was really good. He just never had the team. Yeah. And he had either the Dez Bryant or he had Tio. It wasn't like he had right now we got Marion Cooper. We got so many good receivers now, tight ends, that Dak has so many weapons. A good running back, right? All at the same time. And Romo never really had that, man. So I like Romo. I mean, we can go back to, you know, Starbucks days, Danny White and all that, but recently Romo was mine.
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to say Romo, but I fuck with him too. But all the non-Cowboy fans in general talk shit about him.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't look at his numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you compare his numbers, that motherfucker was a great quarterback.
He was a good quarterback. You know what I mean? And a good scrambler, too.
Right, but what you look at and you see the close losses, you know what I mean? You see the interceptions. But it's like anything you do in life, man. Nobody going to remember all the good shit.
Yeah.
We're going to remember that bad shit you did.
Yeah.
You think everybody going to remember all the nice things you ever said to them or did for them?
Yeah.
Not as easy as they're going to remember that time you cussed them out. Or you didn't go to the store for them or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think he suffered from that shit. The only thing people remembered was the bad. And I always thought, I was like, man, same as you. He don't have enough help.
Yeah. Everybody remember that Seattle play when he was the field goal holder, the holder for the kick, field goal kick, and the ball went through his hands. And that's what everybody talked about, dude. But more than that. But But
But he
Dak,
doesn't have a lot more than
yeah. But Dak broke all those records now. But he
that.
also got a great receiving team that makes some amazing catches, dude.
Yeah, but listen, what my point is, don't you think you're doing the same thing to Dak as everybody did with Romo?
Well, no, like I said, I don't think, like, okay, Romo was a good quarterback even when he had nothing. Dak a good quarterback with nothing.
I
Now,
got
if the Cowboys had no good receivers and had nothing, Dak wouldn't be that good.
I got you.
Yeah.
No, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
'cause you know,
that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
no, that makes
Yeah.
sense. I understand that now,
Yeah.
because yeah, if you, it's, you basically say you could be decent and do the numbers with the weapons he got.
Right.
Yeah, but to see a motherfucker do it with zero.
I mean, a prime example is look at the Patriots. Look at what Cam doing with the Patriots. The same thing Brady was doing. Only difference is now he can run. So he's more of a threat now. But they still winning with Cam. He still got plenty of time in the pocket to throw. He got more time in the pocket he ever had before to throw that ball now. He got blocking now. So it's the way the team's set up. But I wish him well. I hope he comes back. I hope he comes back better. And I hope he gets his contract. I don't think he will now, not from Cowboys. Maybe somebody else who maybe somebody
I
else who
really
need
don't
him.
think Yeah, but I don't even think the Cowboys are gonna ever give it to him. It just
Jerry,
never seemed like that was something that they wanted to do.
yeah. I mean, Jerry claimed he loves him. He's a franchise player, but
Man.
this the real test right here. When he comes back, let's see what Jerry do.
Man, everybody's seen what Jerry do for people who he love.
Oh yeah.
He'd go get Michael Irvin out the crack house on the strip club. Personally, in his house shoes, his slippers, his robe. Then call him a nigga, slap him on the back of his head, and get your nigga ass in the truck. You know what I mean? Because he love him. But you can't say you love that because you should have gave him that money when he was balling out of control. If you're going to go through the lengths that you've done for people in the past, I don't think it's a race thing. You know what I mean? A lot of people say it's a race thing, but I've seen Jerry Jones, like I just told you about Michael Irvin. Man, he literally went to the ends of earth for them dudes. You know what I mean? Really.
I mean, technically, you can still give him a contract right now. If he's hurt, it don't matter. It's up to you. You're the
Yeah,
owner.
exactly. That's why I'm saying I don't believe that love shit. I
Yeah.
seen what you do when you love a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dak ain't in no crack house. He ain't in no strip club. He's a
Yeah.
good dude.
Yeah.
And you ain't giving him his money. So don't tell me you love him, because that ain't true. Hell no. Michael Irvin fucked that up for the Jones family. You know what I mean? Because if you follow, I love Michael Irvin. You know what I mean?
Jerry love him
But
still too though. He still love Irvin.
exactly. So it's like I see, you know, it's like motherfuckers look at us the way we deal with our kids. Motherfucker, you can look and see the love we have for our kids. That ain't no guesses. I don't have to tell you that. You can see the way I interact with the shit I do with them. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Jerry Jones and his son, I don't trust them dudes.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I feel like it's hard being a Cowboy fan because every year they pump, and that's what Jerry do. Jerry pumps you up, go in a draft, get a couple draft picks, get some
Thinking,
new gear, some new
yeah, I know.
clothes, new jerseys, get them out there and shit, hype it up.
And
You buy the
you
shit,
think the Super
and
Bowl is coming?
this point of season, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's why I don't trust them. I just don't buy it.
So.
Because I really think they put together the teams that they really want. When I see these teams that always seem to be missing a piece, you know what I mean? And they don't never get it. Well, dude, that's the team that you want. If you know, hey man, Russell Wilson could use a new tight end, and you don't never go get a tight end. Well, by default, fam, that's the team you want to put on the field, right? You know, so it's like, it's crazy. You know, so don't, I don't know. I just don't trust them. They really make my ass itch. You know what I mean? Because I just don't like when they go on TV and talk about the love and he's gonna always be, he's our future. Well, you already showed me that he wasn't. I mean, that's the shit that pisses me off.
Trade you so easy now in a pro sports man. They trade you like it's nothing, man. Like it's just a trading card. Just trading your ass for a better car, yo.
That's it.
But I wish him well, man. I hope he gets back, come back, and get everything he needs and wants, and maybe we'll still be the quarterback for Cowboys. We'll see. Depends on what Dalton do. We got the best second string quarterback in the NFL, I believe, too.
Bro, I'm glad you brought that up. Because when I saw that, I just started laughing. I was like, bitch, that ain't no backup quarterback.
Right? So
So hopefully y'all got old on that one.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully he can come in and do some things and can get us on the winning streak. So we'll see about that. But yeah, you talking about mental health, man. For mental health. Man, that's important for a lot of things in life. We might as well get into that.
Yeah. All right. So my whole thing is like, if you see, should we just talk about with Dak and these other athletes that get hurt and how they kind of fall off a little bit? I mean, from the outside looking in, it seems that they got everything. Yeah. All the money, everything. But yet and still, when that little part of their life is taken away, it's hard on them. You know what I mean? You saw Dak didn't care that he was guaranteed $30 million this year when he hurt his ankle. All he could think about is never being able to play this stupid-ass game again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at that level, it's hard to deal with. Dresses. This dude got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
He crying because he can't play a game again.
Yeah.
So you break it all the way down to regular motherfuckers like us. Man, all this COVID shit, politics shit, that could drive a regular motherfucker insane.
Yeah.
If you're not taking active measures to feel better, to do better, man, it's a hard road out here.
Yeah, I know when I got sick and I had to retire early, that fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all the time, like, I call in sick on days I'm really not sick. You know, you do all that shit for your work, you know. Call in sick and she ain't really sick. You go and do something fun, you know. But then when the time came that I couldn't work for real, then I had to retire. I'm like, man, I'm not going back to work.
Yeah.
You know, and even though I had some income coming in still, it still, like, it freaked me out for a while. It took me, like, maybe, I don't know, man. It took me some, I don't know, maybe a year, man, to really say that I'm not going back. So I can imagine playing a sport like that, football. You're making this money, and you got all this popularity. You traveling, you do it. And then all of a sudden, one day, it stopped and it's gone, and you don't know if you're gonna come back, man. Like, you didn't quit; you retired on your own. You got forced to do it. That's tough, and it does. You have to have a really good mental state for that, because you can go into depression really, really fast.
I mean, because a lot of people, man, that's probably the first time I talk about this shit publicly. But when I retired, my shit wasn't necessarily a free will retirement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they came to me and was like, look, about a year before I retired, so are you serious about retiring? And I'm talking shit. Yeah, I'm serious. I wasn't sure, really. But anyway, I go, and now I meet with the chief. And he's like, man, if you don't retire, he's the reason I'm asking you, because if you don't retire, I'm going to have to cut your salary.
Yeah.
Because you don't supervise nobody.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, man, I can't survive on the cut that they were trying to give me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could survive, but I could have made that at home like I'm doing now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't come to Saturday and I still got to come to work 40 hours a week? Nah, fuck that. Nah. Yeah. I'll go ahead and retire and I'll get that and just stay home.
Yeah.
You know, but I really had no option. I wasn't happy about it, but
yeah.
You know, what other fucking choice I had? It would have been stupid to stay. You know, so I was presented with a situation I had no choice but to take.
Yeah.
For me, I just think that was a way they could finally just be done with my ass. You know what I mean? And I don't blame him. I mean, I raised a lot of hell. I know what I know what kind of person I am. Yeah, but I don't know. When you force them, when motherfuckers make decisions for you, no matter how big or small, it fucks with you.
Yeah, man.
I mean, like this whole COVID-19 shit. Decisions was made for us to where we can't come outside. We can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. We can't do all the shit that we said we was going to do. Because reality, everybody really stayed in the house most time anyway. And we always talk about, man, I'm going to go to the concert when it comes. We're going to go to the game.
Yeah.
But most folks rarely ever did it. But the minute the motherfucker said you can't do it.
Oh, hell.
Man. That's all I want to do is go to a concert.
Right. Yeah.
Man, that's all I want to do is go to a packed club. When I ain't been to a club in years.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It takes a lot of mental to deal with that shit like that.
Yeah, it do. You know? So from the biggest to the smallest, man, this mental health shit is very serious. And it's something that I think people need to take a lot more seriously.
Yeah, and there's so many different reasons to have it. I mean, people can say, you can sit back and look at it from the outside in and say, no, that's stupid to be upset about that, but you just don't know. You're not shooting the person's shoes. You don't know how they feel. So you can't really judge that shit like that. Unless you're actually going through exactly what that person is going through, you're never going to understand it.
And then I'll tell you like, they ever tell me all the time, when I get pissed at dumb shit I see or stuff that I don't agree with, that motherfucker not you. He's like, man, y'all could be in the exact same situation. But the main difference is he's who he is and you who you are.
Right.
So we can do all that peanut gallery shit and talk about this and that.
Yeah.
But you don't know. You might react to some shit in a drastically different way than the next person.
Yeah.
Fuck that mean. Just different people.
Like, what are some of the things you do? Like, if you get to a moment where you have a stressful moment and it's, like, torn on you mentally, like, what do you do to get out of that? Like, you have any kind of routine? Like,
my biggest,
for me, when I get to that moment like that, I do something. I like to do something that I enjoy doing that makes me happy to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, hobby stuff for me. Like if I got to go do some gaming. You know, maybe go read some comics, watch one of my favorite movies I've always watched, like to watch. Those things that I do when I find myself in a moment where I'm getting stressed out and then I'm mentally taking a toll on me. And doing those things, it makes me smile, it makes me happy, it makes me relax. And to me, that helps me with my mental issues a lot of times.
Yeah, man, for me, the first thing I do is goddamn hop in my car.
Okay.
Because driving is my thing. Right? I mean, I'm talking about, I like driving so much that I was like, man, if I do go back to work, I would want to fucking do like maybe like a truck driver or delivery or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But mother just give me the shit, take it here, drop it off, come back.
Yeah.
Go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The basic shit like that. Just to drive. I don't want no nothing technical. I just like being out driving.
Okay.
And then now I got this Xbox. But I just play Madden shit all night. Play Madden. Mm-hmm. Practice on my fucking shooting games and shit.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. Get ready for the day I can feel comfortable in joining somebody online to play. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to get online and be like, huh? What is this?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good, even though.
Because motherfuckers don't talk shit anyway.
Yeah.
But I just, you know. Plus, I got time. Hell, I ain't never really was into it, but I knew it was time for me to find something to help with the stress.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, man, for me, before I retired, I just stayed busy.
Right.
And that was the wrong thing to do. Because I never dealt with shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I spent all these years doing shit a certain way, you know, and when I stop being a police, I don't have that outlet. I can't go to all these different side jobs and do all this different shit. I ain't the police no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would have to go get like 5 fucking jobs to make up my schedule like it used to be.
Yeah.
So I wasn't handling shit right. Now I do the driving because it gives me time to actually think about what's bothering me.
Right.
You know what I mean? If I'm in that place. Now sometimes I could be in a place where I don't want to think about shit, just a distraction. You know? And that's usually with the games and shit like that.
Yeah.
But if I ride, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so but yeah, man, mental shit is crazy, man. So driving takes you, it helps you to think when you drive. It relaxes you and everything, huh?
Yeah, B, I don't know what you just said.
What?
Yeah, mental shit is crazy.
Yeah. it is. It's just crazy, dude.
It is wild. Because in a drop of a dime, your whole mental state can change.
Yeah.
Without any thought about it beforehand, just like, man, I used to wake up and damn near a panic attack. And I'm thinking, what the fuck could you be thinking about in your sleep to make you wake up?
Yeah. Oh shit.
You know, but it was just a natural reaction.
It's like you're a bully of yourself.
Yeah. It's that invisible bully.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, dude. But but yeah, driving would be a good way of doing that. Just going in the car, man, just, you know, driving and thinking. Because it does make you think when you drive, dude. I know I'm driving just short distance. I'm thinking about shit. I'm thinking about shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about all the turns you'd have missed. All the you'd have passed up.
Yo.
Because you think.
Have you ever been driving, dude, right? You're driving. Mm-hmm. And you driving fine. You're doing everything correctly. Your speed limit, everything. Mm-hmm. But you remember shit you passed by? Like, did I black out? Have I just had a tunnel vision? Like, I don't remember seeing a house or nothing.
Bro, I just did that shit the other day. It took me about five, 6 minutes.
Yeah.
To pass some shit where I recognized, like, oh, fuck. That's the direction I'm going in.
Yeah.
Because when I was on the phone, I'm like, man, how the fuck did I get here? Where am I going? So I'm trying to go home, but I didn't recognize none of the buildings.
Right.
And it's a route that I take all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So I think this is, I don't know, we just get, like, you just get so, you think about so much shit, but yet you're still aware of driving forward, but you're not aware of anything else on the side of your ass, yo. I haven't checked no side view mirror. I've been looking in the rear view mirror or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, what happened with that time, crazy. Man? Was I abducted?
Yeah, it's so crazy how that shit happens, bro.
Yeah. But that's mental shit, man. That's mental shit. Yeah. It can fuck with you all kind of ways, man.
Yeah. And then it's like, how do you turn that shit off?
Yep.
You know what I mean? How do you fucking press pause?
That's a good question, you know, man. How do you press pause? Dude, I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
Because you say, well, I smoke a little bud, but that don't push pause, really. That's how it intensifies it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It make you think even more.
Man, I got the most random and shit. Man, Cardi B just uploaded some topless pics.
Mm-hmm.
That nipples look like a fucking personal pizza. What the? That bitch is big. I've never seen a nipple like that. What in the Jesus? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people out there. But God bless America. This ain't even right.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, you say it, wait a minute. Let me snippet that shit. Send it to you.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, back to the mental aspect of it.
That can be done, too.
Yeah, that's true. But, man, being able to press pause is a big deal. And I think everybody needs to learn how to press pause for themselves. You know what I mean? You
Yeah.
just really have to. Because if you don't, man, that shit will overtake you, overwhelm you, and change your life forever. And I don't want no parts of that.
Yeah. I think a good way to press the pause too, man. Depending on the situation. If it's something that's, financial situation, something like that, you have to push pause by saying, hey, can I really change this situation with this moment right now? Can I really fix it? Is it really gonna hurt me that bad? Do I need to twist some shit around to fix something else? You know what I'm saying? That's pushing pause. But when you just don't do none of those things and let it linger on and you linger on. What I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna do? So and so ain't going through this. So and so ain't going through that. Why I'm going through that? That's when it just gets so bad. At
That's
that
right.
time, hit that pause button right there and start saying, you know what? Let me really figure this out, man. Think about it. Is it really that bad?
And that's the whole thing, man. Motherfuckers gotta understand that. Press and
God
pause on it.
damn.
What I told you.
That shit like a, it does,
What
man.
I told you. Look like a fucking moon pie or some shit.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Who should send them shits to?
That's crazy.
That's beautiful. Beautiful thing. Beautiful
But
thing. But yeah, man, it's a. I think the key to all of it, like we were talking about, just figuring out how each individual can press that pause button. You know, and that's shit that I'm working on. You
yeah.
know, my whole outlook is a lot different now that I'm older. Shit that
Yeah.
I would normally run away from me and ignore, I
Yeah.
can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I finally went to the VA and got a primary care physician and shit. Got all my blood work done. You know, them motherfuckers. I had like fucking six, seven vials of blood that I gave.
Okay, damn.
I got 10 pages of lab report.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but it's that time. I can't press it, brush it off anymore. You know, if I really want to hang around this motherfucker and increase my quality of life, man, I gotta take everything serious.
Yeah.
Mental health, physical health,
Yeah.
everything. You know, for me, my mental health revolves around my physical health.
Yeah.
Like, when my back was fucked up this last week, I hurt it because I was doing a damn mile a day challenge. And at the end of the week, my shit was so inflamed, I couldn't walk for another week.
Damn.
Yeah. But then I tell my middle kids, hey, Junior, go put some weight on the bar, set it up for a bench press in the foxhole, which is set up like a gym, so I could have something to go lift. Because that's, if I can't do anything, that fucks with me. You know what I mean? I'm always going to be a big dude, but I like being strong. That's my thing. I don't care what the aesthetics of it are, but if I'm not physically strong and I got my own little things that I think are important, if I can't do that, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think I'm at the age where I can't continue. You know, with some forms of lifting something. But yeah, it's that should go hand in hand. If physical something physically ailing you, it's gonna fuck you up mentally.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Like these anti-inflammatories I got right now, the motherfuckers work good. So my back is not really hurting. But if I miss a dose or try to go a little bit longer without taking it, man, I'm tiptoeing around this motherfucker. I mean, hunched over and shit. And in the beginning, when all this shit was happening to me, that fucked with me so tough mentally. I'm thinking like, man, you're in your fucking 20s and 30s and your back all fucked up.
Yeah.
But after a while, man, my brain just shut that shit off. It still hurts, but it don't allow me to stop anymore. You know what I mean? If it hurt, I go get my brace. Tighten that brace up and get the fuck on. But
Yeah.
it took a long time for me to get to that point. Because before that, man, that shit was depressing, dude.
Yeah,
You know?
man. I can imagine, man, like I never got to the point where I needed to speak to someone, but I think if you do, you shouldn't be embarrassed to go do that. You should go talk to a psychiatrist or something. 'Cause
Hell.
I believe that stuff can help. I never had to do it, but I believe it works by you just going somewhere and be able to talk to someone and get all that shit out, knowing that, you know, it stays in that room, could be a good thing for a person.
I'm going to do it. That was the whole part of doing the VA.
Yeah.
Because when I got out, man, I was telling them that I was depressed. Mm-hmm. But they kept wanting a specific incident.
Okay, yeah.
So what happened? What you mean what happened? It's a combination of all this shit.
Yeah.
Me being a young black dude, never been around that many white folks or other people outside my race. Never leaving home, been in a whole fucking another country.
Yeah.
Being in the middle of a war, being an active participant in that bullshit ass war.
Yeah.
That's it was a whole lot of shit. But they wanted one particular incident.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, man, I don't know. You know? I talked about the whole not being able to sleep and all that shit.
Yeah.
It was nothing. You know, you look at my records, it said it was denied or wasn't considered or some shit. You know? But the crazy part about the VA, and I stopped talking about that punk ass. I got an increase in my disability, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got it for my shoulder and not my back.
Mm.
I'm like, man, because I've had surgeries on both my shoulders.
Yeah.
Right? So in their mind, they're thinking, well, if it was bad enough for you to get surgery, then you deserve an increase. But they can't do surgery on my back. You know what I mean? Because it's a bunch of little shit. I mean, they're not going to go in there because there's nothing major to repair. You have four bulge and this, hernia, this, shit like that. So that's not nothing that you really can operate on. You do physical therapy and pain management. You know, yeah. So shit. I'm going to take my ass to the VA and do all my shit.
I still got to do my VA. I haven't even applied for it yet. I'm dreading going through that process, but we're going to start pretty soon here.
Yeah, you don't get no disability at all?
I never done it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty,
I've heard.
Yeah, it's intense, but that's because they make it that way.
Yeah.
And it's another mental thing, too.
Yep.
Because, like, my latest appointment, I went to one of those little VA clinics
mm-hmm.
on the outskirts of the city. This one was in Katy. I went online. Made my appointment, walked right in, got my blood work done, and I was gone by my business.
Yeah.
Now, if I'd have went to the main campus, that shit would have took hours. Walking around trying to find the fucking lab. It's on Green 52-6. What? The fuck? How you come up with that number? What?
Mm-hmm.
It's not 526? Nope. 52-6. On the green flow. Oh my God. Some of this goofy ass military shit.
That's that mental shit.
Yeah. But man, I come for to go to the doctor, but when I get here, I feel like you motherfuckers doing everything to make it seem like I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. It's whatever. But you definitely need to go, because motherfuckers, that's part of our benefits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to apply for it.
Yeah,
man, it could be a hell of a headache, but got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Got to stay strong mentally.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, for me, what's helping me now, you know, steady the course and all that shit, is that all my shit that bothers me, I get disability for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My glaucoma, my back, and my shoulders.
Yeah.
Those are the only major health concerns I have. So that's taken care of for life.
Yeah.
So me, I'm over here like, you're a fucking idiot if you're not in that system taking advantage of every physical therapy, every new treatment, every new medication.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now they got it to where you can go to these little clinics or even go see a regular doctor if you need to.
Yeah.
Aw, man. I'm going to get my shit together, bro.
That's cool.
I'm going to that motherfucking join a jazzercise class or some shit.
Damn.
That motherfucker doing Zoom.
So,
Yeah. Yeah.
anything else on mental states or anything?
Well, no, nothing we covered enough.
Yeah.
We can't offer nobody no advice professionally.
Yeah, so
All
can't.
we, yeah.
That's
All we
cool.
doing is just tell them motherfuckers how we handle it, what
Yeah.
we see.
If you need to, go talk to somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with going to
I
see a
mean,
psychiatrist. Go ahead and do it. It's you. Don't
yeah,
feel
I don't
embarrassed or
want
anything like that, man. Just go do what you got to do to get better.
to. If you feel embarrassed, that's what you should feel embarrassed about. For even fucking feeling embarrassed. This is your life, man. You know what I mean? Fuck with somebody. Think we don't care about their opinion. All we want to do is get better and live a long, happy life. All the other stuff don't even matter. Or it should matter anyway. Well, all right, Dan.
Right, man, take us home.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening to the Chewing the Fat podcast. If you made it this far, we'll take it that you enjoyed the show. And in return, we'll love it if you would leave us some feedback. So wherever you listen to the podcast, go find us, subscribe, and make us your favorite. Until the next episode, be safe, forgive quickly, love hard, live happy. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Peace. Thank you.